It is estimated that 5 to 10% of the over 1 million homeless individuals across the country have pets. For the first time, surveyors in Arizona started to not only gather information on homeless humans, but added their faithful companions. From the Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University, Sammy Giebers reports.
Come on, Peaches.
When you're living on the streets,
they give me comfort.
Friends can be hard to find. So when you have one next to you all the time, you cherish them.
I give the food from my plate to my dog before I eat. There's nights I will go hungry just to make sure my dogs eat.
Cecilia Godell is homeless, so looking out for her two dogs is difficult.
Most homeless shelters do not allow pets. So it's really a challenge for people who are trying to seek shelter and, you know, their pets aren't welcome.
Vanessa Cornwall and the pet rescue organization she works for, Lost Her Home, helps people by taking in their pet while owners try to sort out living arrangements or a job.
Wet food, dry food, treats.
They also provide pet food and other supplies. And due to Arizona's climate, having a pet with you on the streets can be tough.
That's a big challenge because obviously, you know, if it's too hot for people to be outside, it's definitely too hot for your pets.
Cornwall wanted to find out more about what these owners needed, so she participated in the annual point-in-time homeless count in Maricopa County.
We've learned that there could be potential challenges to folks obtaining housing and or supportive services.
And for the first time since the count started almost 20 years ago, surveyors asked the homeless population about their pets. Shantae Smith is one of the count's coordinators.
We've heard about the increasing number of pets on the street experiencing homelessness with their humans, so we wanted to start asking that question.
They wanted to find out about the number of pets on the streets and if those pets were service animals.
Oh boy.
The numbers won't be out until the fall, but it's clear that pets have a huge impact on the lives of some homeless people.
I had him since he was just a football. He was that big. He saved my life. Me and him been homeless. We've been all the way around with each other. We can't do it without each other.
Homeless for a number of years, Dina Figueroa says that Sammy is her companion and many times her reason to find food and shelter every day.
So I really did appreciate everything you've done for us.
You are very welcome.
Figueroa and other homeless pet owners depend on people like Cheryl King-Wade.
You are welcome. Take care. Good to see you.
King-Wade travels around the city full-time, running a nonprofit out of her pet supply vehicle, bringing everything from food to toys.
Okay, so does this, she have a collar on?
You're the best.
Thank you. You know, I'm an ugly crier. We've been over that.
King Wade understands that even for people who struggle with their own needs, having a pet actually gives them the incentive to keep moving forward.
Everyone deserves someone, and for a lot of people, that someone is their dog.
For the PBS News Hour, I'm Sammy Giebers with Cronkite News in Phoenix.